This is the first thing we want to look at. The children of Israel were guilty of two things, and we are guilty of two things. The works of darkness, this is the works of darkness. In chapter 8, you have the works of darkness. We are going to see in chapter 9, we have not the works of darkness. We have sometimes ye were darkness, what we are. And in chapter 11, we are going to see how God answers the boat. In chapter 8, this woman was caught in the very act. This is the works of darkness. There's some things a Christian, when they are saved, they have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love. We have been brought out of darkness, but we can do the works of darkness. So now, what the Lord caught this woman in the, and they caught this woman in the very act. And the Lord Jesus stooped down on the ground and wrote. And many have said many things. I wonder what he wrote. There is four places in scripture the Lord Jesus, God is found writing. He wrote the law by the finger of God. He wrote on the plaster in the days of Belteshazzar, who had this party and called for the vessels of gold and the vessels of silver and started to dance. A handwriting, a hand came on the wall and wrote, thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. And the Bible says your days are numbered. And the man, the party stopped. The party stopped. And listen, all the music that was brought before him, the man was drunk. He got sober because God stopped the party. The next place God wrote is here. He wrote on the ground and he was writing in grace. He was saying, in other words, probably, I'm just drawing an illustration, for God so loved the world. And he started writing because he says, this woman supposed to be condemned. Then when they continue asking him, he stooped down and wrote again. I am going to die for that sin. I'm going to Calvary's cross. And he says, you without sin, cast the first stone. Nobody could have stoned them. You know why? The conscience. The conscience. The works of darkness. And the Lord Jesus had to take care of the works of darkness. It had to be judged. But where it was judged? It was judged at Calvary's cross. So then the Lord Jesus, look at verse 12. After he presented that, he says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So what Isaiah was saying, those who end up in darkness, those who because of their actions, as if we brought them in the realm of darkness, where the devil, indeed it's the devil is the king of that realm. Indeed, and to realize that man can be extricated out of that realm. He tells us now, this woman is in this realm, just like the children of Israel. God says, in spite of where Israel had brought themselves, in spite of where we will bring ourselves, the Lord Jesus has come as light to tell us, listen, you could come out. You could come out that you can follow me. I am the light of the world. Years ago, Brother Watson and myself, we went to a place called Turks and Caicos Islands. That place hardly had lights. And one night, we decided to go for a walk. We had flashlights. And somehow, the batteries went dead. And you know what happened? We had to walk home. It was pitch black. I tell you, the first time I hear people say you couldn't see your hand. And put your hand in front of your face like this, you couldn't see it. Pitch black. I tell you, it was a rough road. It wasn't paved road. Man, you hit your stump, your toe. It was so rough. Watson hold my hand, I hold his hand, and we were just trying to kick the drain. It had no drain. No drain. So it was, as we passed, there was bush. And the bush was torn bush. And you hear Watson, ow! So what happened? He said, boy, something pricked me. You know, the next morning, We got home, okay, because after we got a little path, there was lights out of the houses and there was a street light. In those days, was two cars on the island. Two cars. And to my surprise, one knocked down a man and killed him. I said, how bad you could be? What kind of luck this man had? Knock him down. Kill the man. I said, no, I believe that man wanted to kill him. Or the man had no lights on the car. And the man, he couldn't see the man. But the point I'm making is this. When you are in the realm of darkness, there's a lot of things you cannot see. But the light has come. The Bible says the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it, couldn't put it out. And he said, listen, now if man need light, God has given light. Man should not walk in darkness anymore. So God said, listen, I have sent light in this region of darkness. So man cannot say, well, I don't know the truth. I don't know if Jesus is real. I don't know all this stuff about the Da Vinci Code and all this foolishness. One man, the new gospel, the gospel of Judas that just came out. A bunch of lies. And God says, what the devil is doing? The devil wants to bring man into darkness. But the true light has shined. True light has shined. And Jesus says, I am the light of the world. So this woman, the works of darkness has been taken care of by the cross of Calvary. Let's run quickly. Chapter 9. In chapter 9 and verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents? That he was born blind. Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So now, in chapter 8 is the works of darkness. But in chapter 9, it is my nature. It's not what I have done. It's what I am. Because I was born in sin. I was shaped in iniquity. So all of us were born in darkness. And we were not responsible for that. So when they came to the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, who did sin? Why this man in darkness? Why this man cannot see? It's because of something he have done. It's because of his parents. No, it's because we were born in sin. Because we are darkness, that's my nature. So now God have to do something about the works of darkness and do something about my nature where I found myself in the realm of darkness.